With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Horde Report. Redbuds get a lot of love in the spring for their bright pink flowers, but one ornamental tree on the rise is the crabapple. Crabapples are the ornamental version of fruiting apples, and the variability of the flowers, bloom time, size, and shape means you get a lot of flexibility in how your tree will look on the landscape based on which variety you buy. Flowers can be white, pink, red, or even maroon in a few cases, and you can see examples of crab apples flowering now out and about in the district. Disease resistance is vital to ensuring that your ornamental tree stays looking nice. The diseases that affect fruiting apples will also affect crab apples, and the three worst diseases in our area are fire blight, rusts, and apple scab in that order. If you can only select one resistance, it should be for fire blight, which causes leaf and branch blackening and will be the most noticeable from a distance. Rusts can be prevented by not planting apples near cedar and juniper trees, and apple scab is the least common disease of the three. Most crab apples you can find will be non-native species, although not invasive, but there are three native species of crab apple as well. The first is Malus coronaria, or the sweet crabapple. This crabapple is native to the upper Midwest and mid-Atlantic in Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The second native crabapple is Malus angustifolia, or the southern crabapple. This crabapple is native to the southeastern U.S., such as Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina. The final crabapple, and the one best suited to our temperamental climate, is Malus ioensis, or the prairie crabapple. Keep in mind that none of these native species have been bred as extensively as the standard crabapple, so you will get fewer options for characteristics like flower, color, and size if you opt for one of these three native species. Crabapples are notorious suckers, and this is an important factor to consider before putting a crabapple in the ground. Suckers are non-productive shoots that grow up from the base of the tree during periods of stress. The greater the stress, the more suckers you can expect. Once a tree starts suckering, it will sucker for the rest of its life, so consider carefully if you want to deal with cutting them out as they appear before buying a crabapple. There are some products that advertise themselves as sucker preventers, but there has been very little research done on the effectiveness of these products, so buyer beware. You might be spending your money on a product that won't get you the results you want. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Horde Report.